it almost always ends up being a very frustrating experience for people when they demand something. There's two concepts here that are very important. One is the question of willing something to happen. All right, on August the 13th, if there really is a God, or if this really works, then I will get the phone call that will give me the biggest break of my life on August the 13th, and that's the way it's going to be. Or maybe even in just some small way, like on September 15th, I will get rid of this wart that's on my nose or something. So it's like willing things to happen in the universe. That will lead you to frustration and disbelief and an absence of faith. And the awakened life, or looking at life from the enlightened perspective that I'm talking about and discovering this inner universe, will always be like just outside of your grasp if you're testing God or testing the universe in some way. So that's like willing things to happen. Just through the power of my will, I can make it happen. The second principle here is what I call being willing. In this case, it's different than willing something to be. This is called being willing for it to be. And that is a whole new way of testing the universe. It isn't making a demand. It isn't, if I can get this bird to land over here on this branch and that's going to be the signal that I'm looking for. It isn't anything like that, because the universe doesn't work that way. And it is like, I am now going to be willing to allow what it is that I want to happen to happen. I'm going to be willing. I'm not going to demand anything. I'm not going to ask anything special for it to happen. I'm just going to be willing.